This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and all you know is I live in Bristol. I love my town. It's a great town. We're doing some great things. And one of those great things has been going on for a little bit now, a couple years for one thing, a few more years for another thing, is the concert series. We do it indoors, we do it outdoors. Just because the summer's ending doesn't mean the party stops. So we're going to get into a little bit of the things coming up this morning with Aria Ontario. She is with the City of Bristol City Arts and Culture Supervisor. Ariana, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. So, you know, Bristol, we've been doing the concert series for a while. We're in the summer, so the outdoor stuff is going. So, you know, let's just look at the calendar. What do we have coming up that can entice people's musical appetite, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got three summer concerts left, July 29th, August 5th, and August 12th. They're all Tuesdays, but keep in mind, if it's raining on a Tuesday, it'll be moved to a Wednesday. So we've got on July 29th, Al Fenton Big Band. That's going to be an awesome show. August 5th is What It Is, Funk, Soul, and R&B. And August 12th is Ace and Friends. It's a Grateful Dead tribute. And don't forget, we've got really great food trucks and ice cream. Sometimes we've got Rich's Farm ice cream, and other times we've got Rita's. So you really can't go wrong.
And that's one of the things I like. You know, there's other towns and stuff like that that do these concert series, and they kind of forget about the food and the beverage department. But we've been doing good in Bristol over at the Rockwell Park.
Yeah, the food is real good, and they always show up. You know, we've had like 95, probably higher degree days, and they're always there, you know, cooking really good stuff and keeping everybody either cool or, you know, at least not frustrated with the heat because they have something in their bellies. So the concerts are at 6:30 to 8 p.m., and the food trucks are usually up and running by 6. So, you know, bring a lawn chair and have a good time.
And one of the things is, you know, there's lots of parking over there at Rockwell, which is, if people are wondering, it is free. There's free parking. What are the concerts going to cost people?
They are also free.
Come on. Come on, people. Everyone's complaining it's expensive to do things. You can go watch some live music. You can park for free. Like I said, grab a blanket, grab the cooler, grab your lawn chairs, have a little picnic outside. It's, you know, the historic Rockwell Park. It's been around forever behind Muzzy Field. That's a beautiful area over there. There's always something going on. I've been going to Rockwell Park since there was the swimming lagoon, shall we say. But it's been changed. I mean, there's the walking trails around it. There's the nice boardwalk. It's a beautiful little area. Lots of hiking. You know, you can bring the kids. The kids get a little anxious, rambunctious. They don't want to sit anymore. You can take them over to the park. There's all that fun stuff to do. The kids used to enjoy that all the time. And hey, as a parent, who doesn't want to sit on some swings? It's a relaxing thing to do.
Yeah, it's really, really great. And the best part about it is, like, on some of these hot days, the entire space where the crowd sits is totally shaded.
Ooh.
So, I mean, that's a really nice positive aspect of it, too.
So. Yeah. So, you know, we did the outdoor summer thing. Now we're going to move into the indoor thing, because in Bristol, we party all year round. Just because summer ends doesn't mean we're stopping. So one of the things, you know, I can't call it the hidden gem because it's a newly polished gem. If anyone knows the Memorial Boulevard School in Bristol, you know what I'm talking about. But BAMES is the Bristol Art and Innovation Magnet School. They got this beautiful, beautiful brand new theater in there. It's the Rockwell Theater. Nope, you know, Rockwell Park in the summer, Rockwell Theater in winter. See how we do these things in Bristol? And that is a beautiful venue, Ariana.
Yeah, it's honestly so gorgeous. And the amount of people that come in to a show or, you know, a comedy series or a kid's show or movie, whatever we end up having there, they just can't believe that it exists so close, you know, to where they live. And there's free parking there, too. And it's truly exactly what you're saying. It's the gem of Bristol.
And that's one of the things, I mean, when the school was remodeled, the theater became like its center crown jewel. Like, people don't expect a theater that beautiful and elegant to be inside of a school. Like, it's a school first, but then this theater is just there, and you're like, this is beautiful. And some of the shows that are coming ever, I mean, this year I'm looking at a few in particular I want to do. The UMX experience with Joby Rogers from the Michael Jackson tribute show. Always a fan of that, so definitely got to check that out in my hometown. But, I mean, what else is on the calendar this fall and winter coming up at the Rockwell? Indoor theater.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Some people, you know, they'll be posting on our Facebook, which is Downtown Live Bristol Arts and Culture. They'll reach out and say, you know, people are going to bring their lawn chairs in December to the Rockwell Park. And I'm like, no, it's the Rockwell Theater inside. And so it's been kind of an interesting situation with the whole name thing. But for future reference, we refer to it as Downtown Live. It's the event series at the Rockwell Theater inside Bames, as you were saying. Our fall lineup, I think, is probably our best that we've really had. We've been open since 2023, so I've been learning what the city wants as the time has gone along, and it's been a really great experience. So September 13th is our first show of the fall season. It's 1964, the tribute to the Beatles. They are renowned around the country and the world. So that's going to be a really fantastic show. And we've already got, close to 150 tickets sold. And we just started advertising for that show. So definitely would say, you know, jump on a lot of these shows quickly if you're interested and going. Led Zeppelin is an all-female Led Zeppelin group. They are playing October 4th. They're doing a full performance of Physical Graffiti in its entirety, one of the greatest, you know, rock albums to ever come out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be just such a unique show, too. Like an all-female group performing one of the greatest rock band of all time music. Just seeing that, I think, is going to be really great. October 11th, we have the Doo-Wop Project. They've got the Echoes in the Street. So it's kind of some old school doo-wop mixed with, some like Bruno Mars and like new school songs. There's five artists that are on that tour who are actually Broadway stars. So it's a great, great show. Definitely suggest, going to that. I suggest obviously going to Wallow, but that one's going to be really great. Then November 1st, the one that, Joey, we hope to see you there.
Oh, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Is the UMX Michael Jackson experience with Joby Rogers. He's just such a pleasure to work with also, such a great person. And I'm very excited for that one. Just the lighting and the dancing and, you know, everybody getting up out of their seats. And it's a day after Halloween, so I think we're going to have some cool thriller stuff. And then November 8th, we've got the evolution of Joni Mitchell with Lauren Fox, and she'll kind of go through really the evolution of all of Joni Mitchell's music and life. And then November 15th, we've got the Police Experience, and they're going to be doing a couple different albums, but I've heard nothing but great things about that show. And then the end-all be-all of our fall season. The man, the myth, the legend, John Beardsley of Bristol is coming back for 2 days.
Two?
So, can you believe it?
That's awesome.
Yes. 2 days. He's going to be here December 13th and 14th. December 13th is a Saturday at 7 p.m., and then we've got a matinee on Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Those are selling very fast. We've got almost 200 tickets already sold for the first show and almost 100 for the second one. And there's literally no advertising even, you know, like paid advertising. People just, you know, hear about it word of mouth and maybe saw the poster that we posted a while ago. But that one's going to go quick, so...
And
that's their full lineup.
One of the cool things I'm looking at, because Matt Sirois, one of our morning show sports guys and producer with our morning show, we talk about this all the time. Like, I don't want to stay out till 11, 12, 2 o'clock in the morning to go to a concert. These concerts are 7 to 9 on Saturdays. Like, you're not out all night. You can enjoy the show. And at our age, you know, we can go home and still get a good night's rest.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and a great thing, too, about it is a lot of the restaurants around our area, you know, Monterey Mexican Restaurant, Iron Horse Sports Pub, Pint and Plate. A lot of these area restaurants offer specials if you show your ticket. And we're working with them to kind of find out exactly what those specials might be. But, you know, as of right now, I'm still working with them as of our conversation. So it doesn't hurt when you have a ticket, go to one of those restaurants, patronize them anyways, because they are awesome. And then just ask, you know, say, hey, if I show my Downtown Live ticket, do I, you know, get free pub fries or something from Pint and Plate? You know, maybe, you know, there's something going on that you'd be able to get a nice little perk by showing that you're going to this show.
Make it a little date night.
Great. Exactly. So I'm hoping to have all that stuff, you know, figured out by September, but it doesn't hurt to ask.
No. So, I mean, if people want to make sure they stay on top of all this, the website is downtownliveCT.com. That's downtownliveCT.com. Also, follow them on Facebook, Instagram. You're doing amazing things with that, keeping the public and our residents of Bristol informed of all the things that are going on in Bristol. There's so many things. So
yeah, it's truly so great. It is the gem of the city. And don't forget, too, we have concessions at the theater, including alcoholic concessions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you go out and you have a drink or two, and then you're like, oh, I kind of want to have another one. You can at the theater. It's awesome. So, come in. It's handicap accessible. You know, we've got, if anyone has hearing impairment issues, we've also got that taken care of. So, you know, and anything that you notice, if you come and you're like, ah, this could be better, tell me. We want to know. We want to make this the most awesome experience for anybody that comes to this venue. It's so great, and we're really proud of it. So.
And you don't have to worry about the pool leaking this anymore. So
there it is.
Oh, it's a great place. It's a great town. There's so many things going on. Ariana, I appreciate talking to you this morning, and we'll see you around town. People complain when winter's here and it's 17 below zero and a wind chill and the roads are horrible. It's nice. Get outside. Do something. Enjoy the city of Bristol, because it's places like this, events like this going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.